All right, Cole. What are you doing this week?
Well, Gary, are you ready for some discount baked goods?
Are you ready for some discount baked goods?
Hello, Tulsa.
Hello, Tulsa. Do you want an old Grandma McCracken's Raisin Roundy?
Down at the Riverside Convention Center, we've got 4 weekends of remaindered bakery goods.
Hydrox. I'm super ready for it.
Yeah. So I don't know if you had this experience growing up as somebody who did not have a lot of money. For me, we oftentimes would go to what's basically an outlet store for baked goods.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, your grocery store sells the day olds. And then if the day olds stay there, they send it back to the distributor. In our case, it was like a Hostess thing, and that's where we got like basically anything that was bread.
I live like 2 blocks away from the Franz Bread Factory in Portland, Oregon, which is nice because sometimes you go outside and it smells like bread. But also they have an outlet store there. I've never gone there, but I've thought about going there and just getting some cheap, sweet breads.
Yeah.
You know, reliving my childhood. Also, they oftentimes give them away to like apartment buildings. So when I'm in my apartment or if I go to Emma's apartment, oftentimes there'll just be a big stack of hamburger buns.
Cool.
Like next to the door. I'm like, cool, free buns. Loose buns. You know?
Yeah.
Somebody unsloppied those Joes. I have a bite. You know?
Deconstructed sloppy Joe.
Yeah. So I'm familiar with outlet bread.
Yeah. So what I did was I went around to the different different grocery stores in the city. I secreted little video games into most of the baked goods I could get a hold of. And you know, now we're going to see here. We're going to walk up to the first one here. And we're going to open it up and we're going to see what we got. What came back, man?
I love it.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh shit. It's a Ninja Star.
Oh, like is it a Ninja Star cookie? That sounds fun.
You'd think so.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it is the Ninja Bread Man.
I'm angry that you made me aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. Abject Suffering, will you fight or will you perish like a dog?
Okay. What's that? What the fuck is that?
What do you mean, what is it?
It's our intro. It's the intro we've done every week. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the intro we issue.
Okay, yeah. And this week we are talking about the Wii and PS2 game Ninja Bread Man. Yes. And I'm sure somebody has requested this. We just kind of reached for it because we were looking for something to do.
Before you continue, Cole.
Yes.
I have a character I've been working on.
Okay.
In this scenario, you, Cole Ross, as yourself, everything is true about you as normal, except that you were very interested in and made a very special trip to tour and ride the world's longest elevator. And this character starts just as you get on the elevator.
Okay.
And just as it's about to close, somebody ducks into the elevator with you and the elevator starts to move.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to just start the scene?
Position.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
There's
nobody. Hold the door.
Oh, psh. You're going to hop in. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it didn't close. I was pressing the door close button. That's fine. If I'm going to be in here with you, let me step outside for just a moment. I need a fart.
It's already moving.
Damn it.
That's unfortunate. Let it rip, brother.
Oh, no. I didn't want to do this. I thought I was going to be alone in the world longest. No.
No, I'll start. It's okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go. I like how exhausted that sounds at the very end.
Well, it's the second one I did today.
Okay, yeah.
So I used up all my energy when I first got on.
Good job, man. So are you a fellow Otis head?
Yeah. Listen, now that we're fart brothers.
Okay.
There are three things you need to know about me. All right.
I'm just going to step over here. I'm going to be on the other side of the elevator from you.
It's okay.
Three things. Okay.
Listen up. One, my name's Slane.
Slane?
Two, Slane.
Okay. I'm writing this down. S-L-A-N-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Two.
Okay.
I trust YouTubers. If you have a YouTube account, I trust you.
Okay.
That's how I know those buttons don't work to close the thing, because a YouTuber told me.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. All right. So I've got a YouTube account. That means you can't get angry at me for pressing the door close.
Just means I trust you.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I can't be angry. Number three, I've invented something called morning cream.
All right. So whether or not there's a you in that is going to be pretty important to me.
No you.
Okay. Cream for the morning. All right. Sorry.
You got it. Got it in one.
So are you attempting to sell this to me, sir? Sir, I presume?
No. Well, I'm looking for YouTubers to invest. That's why I followed you here, actually. I talked to PewDiePie.
Okay.
I talked to Markiplier. They're considering investing in morning cream.
Cool.
And I went down the list. You were next. And I decided to if you wanted to invest.
So in this... That's weird, because I would have expected that there would be something in between 1,500 subscribers and millions.
I didn't go by subscriber order. I went by sideways alphabetical.
Okay. So invest, do you want a product placement kind of thing on the, because that's not, yeah, not that's not really
I'm gonna
what
give
we
you
do.
A lot. Here's the idea is I will give you morning cream to talk about.
Okay.
And then on your YouTube, you unbox the morning cream. You apply the morning cream. You talk about how the morning cream makes you feel. You talk about how the morning cream smells, taste, texture,
taste.
Scent.
Is it for internal use?
There's only one way to find out. That's why I need investors.
Okay. So can you tell me what morning cream is supposed to accomplish, sir?
There's only one way to find out.
So you were in the lab, you were in the kitchen, and something created some cream, and you're looking not just for a YouTuber to feature it, but you're trying to do human testing on internet media
YouTubers.
People.
So I invented morning cream. Here's what happened. I invented morning cream.
Okay.
Then I was like, what does this cream do? I looked up on YouTube to try to see what the cream does. Couldn't find a YouTube tutorial. Then I thought, hey, let's get some YouTubers to test out morning cream so I can look up a YouTube tutorial on morning cream.
Okay. Can you tell me how you made it? What ingredients were involved?
There are too many to list on the world's longest elevator. There are a lot of ingredients in morning cream, sir.
I just feel like when it comes to cosmetics YouTuber, and stuff, sir. I really like something that has like a real simple, you know, like a face wash that, you know, just kind of on that Dr. Bronner's kind of tip, you know.
Have you considered that morning cream might wash your face in the morning?
Maybe.
See?
But I already have something for that. So, I mean, the thing is, like, I'm trapped with you here.
We got 15 minutes or so.
What is it going to take you to... What is it going to take for you to not just rub this on me without me wanting to?
Did you miss number? What are the three things you have to know about Slane?
One, your name is Slane. Two, you trust YouTubers. Three, you invented morning cream. Is that correct?
So I'm not going to rub. Yeah, I'm not going to rub cream on you.
Well, no, you trust me. I don't trust you.
Well, no, I know, but I trust you. You don't rub cream on those you trust.
Okay. No. All right. Yeah.
So here's what you have to do to get the endorsement, get the contract. And you're going to want this because I'm talking to Ninja. I'm talking to the people at Kotaku who do those streams. Everyone's going to want morning cream. You have to
Can you name three more YouTubers for me? Like three more like hip hop YouTubers that kids might know.
Yeah, sure. Northern Lion, Ralph Malf, Bear Taffy.
I think one of those is a character from Happy Days.
Well, it's always a Happy Day on YouTube.com.
Okay.
So you take this this handful of sample.
Okay.
Of morning cream.
Is this all you have?
No. The lab is full of it. It keeps multiplying.
Okay. Yeah.
And then use morning cream on your show. Well, unbox it first. Put it in a box. Step one.
Step two. This is just loose. You just pulled like a gobbet of it out of your pocket.
I'm thinking about loose cream as the
name. Oh
no, morning cream. Morning, I need to make sure everybody.
Morning cream, loose cream. That's catchy, man.
Yep, morning cream, loose C. morning C, loose C. Yeah, so you put it in a box, unbox it on your channel, apply in every sense of the word, and then tell your viewers what it does. And then I will subscribe to your channel in recompense.
Okay.
The morning cream will multiply, so you get a lifetime supply.
Wait, no, I don't know that.
Supply. Well, yeah, but it's not
what
like
you mean I already have
a
lifetime supply.
You have in your hand. It's growing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that it's very warm and it smells like Play-Doh. And I'm seeing something like,
there's some Play-Doh in it.
Are those veins? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the morning cream virus.
Oh,
it's, you know, and so then you tell me what the morning cream does, and then you join the ranks of such YouTubers as Minecraft Brit.
Minecraft Johnny. Minecraft, yeah,
Minecraft
Johnny.
And 5 Minute Crafts. All the YouTubers who I trust.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. So I'm just going to take some of this right here. Yeah, no, this is, like weirdly, like one side of it's hot and one side of it's cold. I don't know how you did that. Like, it's not like an ice cap.
Ingredients.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to do like a little dab on my forehead here. Ooh. I imagine.
How do you feel?
I mean, I feel okay.
Wait, let me get my phone and YouTube you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Welcome to the YouTuber show with this.
No, you're gonna need to take that clean because I over talked on you. Don't.
Welcome to the YouTuber show with this gentleman in an elevator. My name is Slane, and I have invented morning cream. It's time for the morning cream minute with YouTuber.
Yeah, no, my name is Cole. So I've put some morning cream, loose cream, on my forehead. And I'm
click that bell.
I really need. Hey Slane.
Yes, Cole, the YouTuber.
Hey Slane. Is my dick supposed to be this sweaty?
Huh? Here, let me check.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Okay. No, it just feels. Okay, so like, is there any discoloration on my forehead?
There's a lot of color discoloration on your dick.
I'm getting dizzy now.
YouTube, look at this dick. What color is that? Use the hashtag morning cream, loose cream, to tag it in social meds. Put it on your Instagram. And see what fate will befall Elevator Cole.
Find out next time. I'm dizzy and millions of people have seen my inordinately sweaty penis.
Discolored as well. Yeah. I like how we left a lot to the imagination as to what color.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Anyway. Ninja bread man.
This was requested. It was put into the little machine by Chad. Thank you, Chad. We are not just entirely doing our own thing here. And this is a pretty famous Latter-day Kusoge kind of thing. Like, this is not good.
No, it's not. My ex-wife bought it for us.
Oh,
which is how I played it.
Is that what irreconcilable differences means?
Yep. So we did a dissolution. Bought, Your Honor.
Can you see, have you seen this shit?
Your Honor, I invite the court to play 15 minutes of Ninja Bread Man. yeah, like, not a big city Ninja Bread Man.
No. Oh my God, this came out in Europe in 2005?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Huh.
Yep, Europe got this 2 years before we did. A svelte 2 years, and not like one of those year and a half 2 years, you know, that happens sometimes when you straddle the year line.
Yeah.
Like almost, you know, more than 2 years, actually.
They just figured it's a tale months. That needs to be told.
Yeah. The gingerbread. And it's not based on the book. There's a Ninja Bread Man book. When I was trying to find stuff on this online, everyone's like, oh, a kid, you know, reading this children's book, Ninja Bread Man. And I was like, okay, this is for kids. It's based on a children's book. Like, I'm not expecting the Peppa Penguin or Peppa Pig, you know.
You know Peppa Penguins, right? No? Peppa Penguin goes Newt. Yeah, that's the one.
Newt. Yeah, and Peppa Pangolin, or any of the Peppa animals to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is...
we don't talk about Peppa Frog anymore.
No. Peppa Frog. With Frog with a PH. Frog Hog. Would you like to invest in something called Frog Hog, where frog is spelled with a PH? Let me write that real quick, because I said it out loud and now I need to see what that looks like in text.
Gotta get good. Out there. get that in like a Joker Man font, man.
On my way.
So I did a search for Ninja Bread Man on Amazon. Shame on me. Do you want me to tell you what the books you may like that just pulled back on for me was?
Do it.
Noam Chomsky, Profit Over People, Neoliberalism and the Global Order.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. The Plague by Albert Camus.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And At the Mountains of Madness, the definitive edition. Oh. Yeah. So
I think that might just be suggesting things for you.
I think it might just be for me. Yeah. Like all of that seems pretty on brand for me, because the fourth one is The King in Yellow. So
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's just kicking back shit that I might like, so disregard.
Yeah, that's okay. It is a very funny idea,
it's a very funny juxtaposition.
Ninja I wrote Frog Man. Hog in Joker Man, but I can't copy and paste the font, unfortunately. I could screenshot it. That's gonna be a lot. I have two monitors to require a lot of clipping.
So has nothing to do with the Ninja Bread Man. I actually got this mixed up with a game like Mini Ninjas or Micro Ninjas or something like that. And then there was also one that was like iNinja or something. There was one that was similar. Yeah, all of this kind of formed like a rat king.
Of the Fruit Ninja.
Yes.
Like the Fruit Ninja is the modern evolution of the Ninja Bread Man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these related to the elf bowling, I think.
Which is related to the Snood.
Yeah, which is from the makers of the Snood.
Mm.
This is an absolutely Herengulon, like third person platformy, like treat fighting game.
Yeah. So people on Game Facts, not to jump to this right away, people on Game Facts specifically in the reviews, like all of the openings were, this seems like such an unassailable premise. How could they have fucked it up? When the premise is literally just what if sweets came to life and fought?
it would be that is. And well, Cole, don't forget that ninja and ginger are an approximate
rhyme. They sound very similar to each other if you try.
If you go to the Wii review section of Game Facts here, you get a lot of my favorite titles, including Mother Kojiro, who the title of the review is, I don't know how to feel .. Which is fucking intense.
Yeah.
And that's what it begins with. Like, I'm still not completely sure how to feel about this game, but here I am, inspired to write my very first review. I saw this title at a movie rental store after having rented a movie called The Ginger Dead Man. It was quite a spectacle, but that's beside the point.
It was quite the spectacle, but that was besides the point. It was the most delightful movie picture with, like...
That's the, no, this person's in crisis. They don't have a Wesker-like confidence to them.
Yeah, no... Wow, and he just kind of goes on to list stuff out.
I just like that as an eye-catching title.
Wait a minute. Overall, at the end, while this game has its drawbacks, and while there are enough that I didn't get very far before I decided I was glad to have rented this game rather than buy it, it's got its charms. The best way I can describe this game is that it's like a train wreck. You just can't stop. My wife couldn't stop watching it any more than I could playing it. It's definitely a game I would recommend renting first, but I do recommend renting it at some point. It's quite an experience. So it sounds like he started out not knowing how to feel, like you just he started out just like smoking a cigarette and doing a 1,000-yard stare out a window in Paris in black and white.
A little game fact therapy, to figure out how he feels about a certain issue.
But then he ends it.
I just fack on it. Have you considered facking on it?
Yep. It's a journaling process. Yeah. You know, it's like writing emails to people that you never intend to send. Yeah,
or like when you pray on it.
Oh yes,
you know. Like if you're having a hard time making a decision, you got to fack on it.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, that'll help you make the decision. Yeah. I also like the review title that's Can't Catch Him, He's the Ninja Bread Man, by Super Philip. And then the first line is, well, why the hell would you want to? And I'm like, well, okay. The thing in conversation with the title does not work.
Yeah, well. No. But yeah, just lots of folk. Like here, we've got Bazenya 79 starting up with Practically Unplayable. Yes, I know. A game with a name like Ninja Bread Man should be fun. Like so many people, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I forget
really
what I was
into this rhyme.
I was listening, just over the weekend, I was watching some old YouTube down the rabbit hole, did a reading of, just a really bad, like infamously bad book called Empress Teresa. And was okay. Kind of like actually giving like some, you know, some good, you know, writing advice alongside it, like saying, hey, don't do this. Like this is exactly why this is fucking awful. And he said something that really resonated. Like there's no such thing as a good premise. There's just good writing. Like good writing can lift a bad premise, but bad writing will sink any premise, no matter how good it is. Like the amount of faith that people seem to put in the premise here is really high. And I can't get unfixated on it.
I don't know if I can follow that as a general thing. I think that like on Adaptation Decay, like specifically, like, you know, on a lot of our shows, we're like, this is an amazing premise. Mm-hmm. You know, we're both big Lovecraft fans. A lot of those are amazing premises, but not great writing, you know? So bad writing doesn't, you know, sink. It's there for the premise. Right.
Right. Right.
But in this case, like this is somebody overusing the word premise, because I don't even know if this is really a premise.
No,
you know, it's just a rhyme. This is like, yeah, this is sub pitch. Like this is just a rhyme, you know?
And so like another review that I read, or maybe it was a fact. Let me see here. The person who wrote the one fact said, hey, this is a bad game that's virtually identical to two other games made by the same company that made this game, Anubis 2 and Rock and Roll Adventures. So this very well
Anubis
made
Anubis 2.
What's that?
Like, I love that's a sequel. I love that Anubis is Anubis 2.
It's a sequel to the God.
They just start with Anubis.
Jesus is Yahweh 2.
We're working backwards.
Yeah, but like I wouldn't put it beyond, you know, Data Design Interactive. If you look at their output, you know, I wouldn't put it beyond them. Just like, oh, we've got the kind of basic game here. Let's just kind of do the mid-2000s version of an asset flip.
Yeah, throw the Ninja Bread Man on it.
Yeah,
the same person who wrote that fact also wrote the review that not only, you know, in terms of like premise appreciation, calls this the single biggest wasted concept in video game history. it's a really big statement.
Yeah.
Kirby Parufo, John Plafifero. It is a really big, it's a really big statement.
Yeah.
You know,
like I'm immediately going to like, I don't know, like Chrono Cross is a pretty squandered, pretty squandered concept. Yeah.
You know, the Mario paint for 64 DD.
Uh huh.
You know, that's pretty big. I got squandered.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. So there's a lot of people, a lot of affection for this cookie.
Mm-hmm.
There's also on the message board, so this is only interesting if you look at the dates.
Mm-hmm.
12 years ago, somebody said, I am the king of this board.
Okay.
On the PlayStation 2 version, all who oppose me fear my wraths. Super quack.
Mm-hmm.
1 year later, Dr. Evil says, more like a queen. Am I right or am I right? Got him. 12 months later, came up with that comeback to be the only two posts on the Ninja Bread Man PS2 forums.
Good one, Dr. _ Evil.
I was really delighted with that. I was just like, oh boy.
I'm just picturing Dr. _ Evil for some reason, like grazing in a prairie, like a gazelle or something, and then he just hears the call, and then he has to cross an entire continent, and it takes a year on foot to burst in and say something like vaguely homophobic.
It's the straight story.
Yeah,
it's like
he's gotta ride his lawnmower.
He's gotta ride his lawnmower to get there to correct a facker. I also like the idea of GameFAQs people grazing in a field in general. Like, It feels like the kind of thing, like, one, I think if you're reading a game fact, you can know if it's free range. Uh-huh. Two, like, we got to do something with all these old game factors, because we assume that they just disappear, but maybe they can go off and play at a farm or something.
Maybe, you know? Yeah. No, I mean, it basically what we have just invented is the kids in the hall premise, where, like, all the businessmen are, like, nonverbal livestock.
Yeah, they're pets.
Yeah. That one. There we go.
Tuxie,
yeah.
Tuxie.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, just for some reason, just see somebody saying, "I'm the king of this board," then head goes up.
Yeah. Yep.
That must cross the land.
Or he just types very slowly.
Yeah.
One letter per month.
Maybe it's like that one character from The Cat Lady. Like, maybe he's got kind of some kind of eyeball thing going on.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. That would be very sad.
Yes, it would. Doctor
underscore underscore evil.
Yeah. We've got Quickspin Zero, who does a review on here. Sugar and spice, this game isn't very nice. Reviewed in 2016. And what I like is that in talking about the graphics, they say the graphics of this game are bad, probably worse than Sonic Boom Rise of Lyric. Those came out on different systems in different decades, man. Like, they can both be bad.
I don't know. Like, it's a real weird, like, this is probably worse than, like, Custer's Revenge. You know, it's like one of those kind of things. Like, yeah. It's a silly thing to say.
Yeah.
This is this is that Wii shovelware section that sometimes I'm surprised we don't do more of. And then I think that they are, like, a lot of, like, asset flips. Like, in the games you also may like Rock and Roll Adventures from this company, where you join a character named Elvis, like Elvis with a Z.
So fucking lazy.
Like, I am pretty into this.
Uh-huh.
Bash and trash crazed instruments with Elvis's legendary guitar, or strum those strings for a bolt of sonic power to blast away dastardly drums. Like, I think we'd probably have a fun time with that.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when we, just with the concept, as soon as we started playing, it'd be like, oh, it's a shitty over the shoulder, you know, third person platformer.
Uh-huh.
And that the first enemy takes 6 shurikens to kill for some reason.
Yeah. No, just like, and also, like, when you input a command, like, maybe the guy will run in the direction. Like, it felt a little bit like playing Pac-Man 2 or something like that. And when you stopped pressing the direction, there was no guarantee it would stop. Yeah. Yep. Just very bad feel. Yeah. Couldn't do a melee attack on anything without getting hit. Like, it feels weirdly in line with, like, a really, really bad licensed NES game.
But just made way later.
Yeah.
You know, and not based on a license.
Weirdly.
Based on the popular cookie. Yeah. You know, it's a weird thing for a video game to be based on. The cookie, now play the game.
Sorry, just you were having me look at the related games. I think we might have been on different ones, because if you saw that there was a Mr. Bean game for PlayStation 2, you would have us drop everything and go and play the Mr. Bean game for PlayStation 2.
We'll put that in the pocket for next time we need an emergency episode. I'm a big fan of Senior Bean.
Senior Frijole, please.
Yeah, Air Bean. Air Bean. Has Mr. Bean ever met Hitler? Like, Air Bean seems like a thing to me.
I think it would go Air Bean, a little something like this.
So Air Bean and him meeting Hitler, but also there's nothing in the rules to say a bean can't play basketball. Like, I would accept either way of doing Air Bean.
Speaking of pre-verbal pets.
Mr. Bean is a fucking, he's a lot like Crash Bandicoot. We just recorded that episode. And I feel like it's got a lot of similar energy. I'm just like, what, you know, what is this? That is this, like, you know, subhuman idiot.
Oh man, I didn't get very far in this. Like there are only 3 levels, but, like, I don't know.
4 ways to play each level. Like, you play that, you beat this game in 10 minutes or whatever, and then you just play the levels again for better scores.
Yeah,
it's really shitty.
Really bad.
Yeah, some of the worst. Mm-hmm. Some of the shittiest things we've done.
Do you know why your spouse saw fit to buy this and bring it in? Because, like, I know you guys,
she was trying, like, to get me to divorce her really early.
It was a cry for help.
It was a cry for help.
No, like, I know you guys played Wii. You played Wii games together, right? Like, you played Boom Blocks and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think it was just when I first moved to Portland, It was the Blockbuster Video.
Gotcha.
When I first moved to Portland, I moved to three different, my first three apartments were by Blockbuster Videos that closed down as soon as I moved there, which is really wild. But it was, she got it from Blockbuster Video and they were like liquidating all their Wii stuff, like all their shovelware Wii shit.
No.
Cause Blockbuster Video was closing down.
Yeah.
Or this location was. So it was just cheap and she just kind of like liked the look of it. She was like a fan of like Spyro and stuff. So like on the back of this, if you look at it, it looks a little bit like, you know, that kind of collective body, you know, colorful nonsense.
Yeah.
So that was, that must have been the, and then we both, that wasn't like she loved it.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like we played it and she was just like, fucking A, dude. Like, Gary, you got a podcast about this. In a couple of years and you started a podcast, talk about this. You know, it wasn't like that.
Right.
It just,
Yeah.
This did make me want to eat a gingerbread man cookie.
Same. I love a gingerbread cookie.
Yeah. I haven't had one in a little while. Ginger is good. Bread is good. When they get together, oh, baby.
Yeah. No. Love, man, I just said it made me hungry for my mom's molasses cookies, which have a strong ginger component to them. So it's a molasses cookie, and then like one half of it is dipped in white chocolate.
That made me hungry for your mom's white chocolate molasses cookie. Because that's the kind of white chocolate I want.
How many times have I had to talk to you about
I'm
this?
I'm your dad now.
You saying that thing I think about my mom makes me really uncomfortable. We talked about this offline so much, Gary, and I feel like you're not respecting my, you're not respecting me standing up for my mom.
To quench my thirst.
I don't know. You're really testing
me. Our relationship would change a lot if I married your mom. You know,
especially if I didn't know what happened. If I just got to save the date.
And just picture me looking right at the camera, like with like knowing you're gonna look at it, like Jack Torrance in the picture, from the Overlook, like just a real big Jack Nicholson shit eating grin. I'm Gary Butterfield, and this is my son, and you're listening to Bonfireside Chat.
Thanks, Dad, for the intro. You can't
especially do it until next time, son.
Hey Gary, you're not my real dad. You can't make me call you dad.
No, I know. I figured you'd call me sir.
You call me sir, and then we eventually work our way to you calling me coach.
Exactly. And I call you sport.
Yeah.
Boy, that would have been a good thing to stumble onto earlier in the episode if we didn't have another recording we have to do in a couple minutes. Yeah. I feel like we can get like a tight like 3 or 4 hours about dad fantasy. Like, just like, you know, it's probably my only, as a vasectomy man, it's my only chance to be a father.
I can pick my son and you're okay. Like, it's, you're, yeah, Cole, you're fine.
There's no one I'd rather have as my son, Cole.
That's weirdly sweet.
Actually, isn't that a weird thing to say? Like, can you imagine somebody like just, you know, like, you know, Dennis said that to you. You have a son.
Dennis, I'm older than you. What are you talking about? Like, yes. Jesus.
Friends adopting friends, shaking my damn head.
What's this world coming to?
What is this world coming to? Thank you.
Yeah.
Chad.
Yeah, thank you, Chad.
Who suggested this game. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. If you like this show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Kick us a couple of bucks. We really appreciate it. You can also leave us a rating review on Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Also, very appreciated.
Very much appreciated. And if you would like to pick a game, usually we do games that people directly choose. That is done through the Patreon as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the line for those is pretty short. So,
yeah, we invite you to join us.
Yeah. And until next time, and keep your chins up. Life is suffering. Life and suffering is finite.